Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we'll be joined by Josh Vernier. We'll get his thoughts on all things Royals. I believe the Royals have won 2 times since the last time I've talked to Josh Vernier. We'll see if us coming together can maybe spur some winning ways for the Kansas City Royals. All right, we're going to do today's NBA section a little bit different than how we usually do it. Now, we certainly will have more things to respond to on Monday because there will be games that we'll have played. I have no interest in the one seed playoffs on either side. Boston is going to take care of their matchup. Also, the same thing for the Oklahoma City Thunder. So maybe you're watching the play-in game today.
First off, Boston's not the one seed. Don't be trying to give Boston some extra juice over there.
Cleveland is the one seed. Boston is playing the Orlando Magic. You were right. I was wrong. I apologize. I don't have any interest in the one or the two then. How about that? Cleveland's going to take care of their series at all. But what I am always interested in and helping you guys win a little bit of that cold, hard cash. So this is what we're going to do. Rob's going to hit a little NBA music, and I'm going to give you some of my favorite bets for round one and also some futures so you can have a vested interest in this year's NBA playoffs like I do. Hit me, Rob. This is my favorite bet of round one of the NBA playoffs. You can get the Knicks and the Lakers to win each of their series by at least 2 games combined plus 250. I think the Pistons have had a very good year, but we see this in the NBA playoffs. You're a team that had a good regular season. You're a team that's been bad in recent years. You were just happy to make the postseason, but you haven't experienced anything. You're going up against Jalen Brunson, Karl Anthony Towns. You're going up against a veteran, experienced, playoff, battle-tested, proven team. I think the Knicks take care of business, and I think they win that game, that series, in either 5 or 6. On the other side, with the Lakers, I just think the Lakers have too much firepower. I actually think the Lakers are too good defensively. I don't really see Minnesota making that much of a series. So you can combine the Knicks and the Lakers to win their series by at least 2 games. You can get that at plus 250 right now. That is my favorite bet on the NBA playoffs. If you want to really, really try to take a big swing, you can either bet the Knicks in 5 and the Lakers in 6 or both in 6, and you can make a little bit of investment and potentially get a big return. All right, I will give you my futures bet for the NBA Finals. I think we're looking at the Celtics and the Lakers. I do not think that Cleveland is a legitimate NBA Finals threat, and I think the Lakers are coming out of the West. If you bet that right now is the NBA Finals, you're getting that at 10-1 in the NBA Finals, the Celtics and the Lakers. Some individual round one series bets that I like. You can get the Clippers in 6 at plus 340. You also can get the Celtics in 5 at plus 190. We know how this Celtics series is going to go. One game, Paulo will give you 30-something. The Celtics won't shoot it well enough. They'll win one of the games that we'll look at it like a gentleman sweep, and the Celtics will advance to the second round of the postseason. Those are the handful of bets that I like the most. I like the Knicks and the Lakers. You can get them at plus 249 to win by at least two games. I like the Celtics and Lakers to go to the NBA Finals. You can get that at 10-1. I like the Clippers in six over the Nuggets at plus 340 and the Celtics in five at plus 190. Those are a couple of my NBA playoffs futures bets.
Explain why you hate the one seeds. Is it because there's no star power? Is it that simple? Like, I know Donovan Mitchell's a star, okay? SGA is a star, but they don't have the same cachet as Luka or Tatum or Brown or LeBron. Is it that simple? Because it is not unique to you. But two teams that dominated the NBA regular season, the Thunder won the West going away, and the Cavaliers also handily won the East. Is it as simple as, they just don't have the same star power? Because it's not just you. I've seen a lot of NBA voices just discounting the one seeds, which to me seems wild based on their accomplishment in the regular season. Why is everyone, you included, just brushing past the one seeds?
I think there is an inherent belief in the NBA to pick against the team until you actually see them do it. The NBA playoffs, usually there are steps that are required. Think about the Celtics. They kept kind of bumping their head. They went to the finals one year and lost, and then they eventually got through. I think Cleveland has taken a big step forward this year. They are the one seed. This is what I'll ask you. If this becomes a tight series, I know where the offense comes from the Celtics. It comes from Jason Tatum. It comes from Jalen Brown. It comes from Derek White. It comes from Kristaps Porzingis. Is there another player on Cleveland that you trust aside from Donovan Mitchell? And are you going to trust your playoff livelihood on Darius Garland and Evan Mobley? I'm not at that point. Same question I'd ask you for the Oklahoma City Thunder. I think Shai Gilgeous-Alexander should win NBA MVP. If you were going up in a series against the Lakers, I know they got two guys on that other side I think can go for 30. And I think that Austin Reeves could give you 20 in that. Do you trust that many guys on the Thunder? So some of it is I'm going to go with tried and true and tested in the postseason. I've seen LeBron take a team to a finals. I've seen Luka take a team to a finals. I've seen the Celtics do it now multiple times. I've never seen Cleveland or Oklahoma City do it, at least not this group. So I'm going to bet against it. I'm taking the Lakers and the Celtics 10-1 to make the finals.
Also, I get what you're saying, but again, I feel like you're discounting at least Cleveland a little bit. Cleveland led the NBA in points per game going away.
You and I both know NBA regular season, there is not a sport that we watch that the regular season and the postseason are two drastically different games like the NBA. And we see this happen all the time in the NBA, especially in the East. The Chicago Bulls in the regular season, the Atlanta Hawks in the regular season. It is now postseason time. I don't care what you did in December in the NBA. That does not matter starting tomorrow. What you did in February does not matter anymore in the NBA.